like they used to be.
Scratched.
Yes, indeed. It's that time of the week again. It's John Barrett here, the grumpy old git from the Marine. And I'm going to do an hour's worth of music. Most of it on CDs today, but the first track is on vinyl, just to sort of break me in. And then I suddenly thought, I've got a load of CDs which I've never played. So that's what you're going to hear today. But the first track you may have heard before. What more can I say? Yes, that's about it, I think. I've got my two dogs in here with me. One of them is perched up on a chair. And he's looking very well behaved. But I hope no one's going to sort of knock on the door or anything, because then he barks and barks and that's it again. Right, okay. So let's see what we can do today. The LP from 1971. And Ralph Mattel, You Well Meaning, brought me here. And I actually saw Ralph Mattel do this back in 1972 in Swindon. And he was a very nervous chap at the time. He's old now, obviously, but at the time he was a young, nervous person just about to... I think he did Streets of London, but that wasn't a hit by then. But this LP came out then, and this is a wonderful track, I think it is anyway. The Old Brown Dog, and the backing band is all of Elton John's backing band. I think it was anyway, I'm not 100% certain. But we shall press this button now and hope we can start with The Old Brown Dog.
That old brown dog sleeps in the rain, unless the sun has shone. That old brown dog is all alone, since old Bill been gone, and sleeping in the rain only gives the dog a bad name. If Bill were alive, I know he would decide to have the same thing done. That old brown dog smells so bad. See the people from the town. That old brown dog is almost lame. Someone should put him down. It'd be an act of kindness, you know, it'd be for the best. You bring a rope, I'll bring my gun, it'll be all over for the dog can guess. Could an old brown dog have become wise? Guess they were after him. His hearing was failing, and his eyes were fast growing dim. On the day they come to kill him, he sensed a rabbit on the log. Did anybody see a rabbit chased across the meadow by an old brown dog? That old brown dog, tail wagging, as he laid himself down, it did not seem to matter that the rabbit had long gone to ground. And there in the summer heat, his old heart ceased to above the meadow, the skylark singing as the spark went down. Thank you.
Elton John's backing band, really, on that track with him. Fantastic bit of acoustic guitar, that was, I think. I think we'll call it that. Anyway, I've got to do this, slide things up and down here a little bit, and I hope that's going to be right. I'm moving on now, and we're going to have some Waterboys next. I don't remember what track I've recorded here, so anything can happen, but it is definitely the Waterboys, and I'll look up what it is whilst it's playing. Here they come, the Waterboys. They were good as well.
If I was your boyfriend, I'd get myself a cool car and drive it to the village where you live, if it ain't too far. And we'd have us a heyday in your rustic nest. Course there'd be no Wi-Fi, 'cause the signal is weak, the windows are drafty, and your four-poster creaks. Or maybe I could lure you out of your country home, back to the city where we could be together alone. If I was your boyfriend, if I was your boyfriend, sparks would fly. You try to be clever all the time, and baby, so would I. You'd be outwitting my wit, keeping me perplexed, poking at my personality in a game of intellectual sex. But I'd kinda like it, and you'd like it too. And we'd get to the real thing, maybe, after a month or two. And once we were intimate, baby, I suspect we'd find I'd be tender in your arms, and you'd be honey in mine. If I was your boyfriend, if I was your boyfriend, sugar, we'd have fun. Whether either of us turned out to be the other's one, we'd go to the West End, find some music and dance. Dance would lead to talk, talk would lead to romance. We'd sashay down Soho through the glittering mob, cardigan over your shoulders, hair in a funky bob. And we'd cut through Leicester Square to see the lights explode, then go buy some books on Charing Cross Road. If I was your boyfriend, if I was your boyfriend, I'd screw up now and then, 'cause no one gets it right all the time, especially men. But my heart would be loyal, and my hands would be kind, and I'd love every turn of your far-out elegant mind. Friday night would find us in a hotel by the coast. We'd close the door behind us, and I'd draw you close. And we'd put on some Marvin to fill the room with grace. Make love by candlelight so we could see each other's face. If I was your boyfriend, if I was your boyfriend, if I was your boyfriend, if I was your boyfriend.
Indeed, that was the Waterboys there. If I was your boyfriend, and romantic sort of music, isn't it? The next band, I don't really know too much about them. They were called Ween, but they split up. And Dean Ween, Dean Ween indeed, he brought out a solo LP, which actually I bought back in 2016, this was. And this is an instrumental. And again, I think it's really very good. But then I'm a bit biased because there's ones I've bought. There might be some I didn't like, but I don't think I played any today. Here we go, anyway. Dean Wing.
We'll be right back.
that's called The Ritz. The Ritz Charlton. Now we'll have a track. I think we'll have a track anyway, any second now. And it's going to be a cover version. And this came out again quite recently. This is 2011 it came out. But I think because the band are retiring now from music, so they're all pretty old. And they've got a lady singer on there, and I don't know if she's going to be doing much more. Jane Tabor and the Oyster Band. It's a Joy Division number, and it's by far the best thing that Joy Division ever did. Very sad sort of song as well. Love Will Tear Us Apart. Here it comes.
It's hard and ambitions are low, and resentment rides high and emotions won't grow, and we're changing our ways, taking different roads, and love will tear us apart again. Love will tear us apart.
Why is the bedroom so cold? You turn away on your side. Is my timing that flawed? Has respect run so dry? Yet there's still a recipe that we've kept through our lives. And love will tear us apart again. Love will tear us apart. You cry out in your sleep, all my feelings exposed. There's a taste in my mouth as desperation takes hold. Just that something so good just don't function no more. And love will tear us apart again. Love will tear us apart again. Love will tear us apart again. Love will tear us apart.
June Tabor and the Oyster Band there, and a beautiful track, I think, anyway. It was done by Joy Division first, and it was just before Ian Curtis committed suicide. Sounds a sad sort of thing, but still, we'll move on, shall we? We're going to have now Daniel Wiley. Now, Daniel Wiley, I've seen a couple of times. I saw him the last time was in Moles in Bath, and he was doing a gig there. And he was exceptionally good, there's no doubt about it. But there was nobody there, really. I mean, a handful of people, nothing at all. But that doesn't stop me buying his LPs. And this is from the Postcards LP. And it's called Bluebirds Flying High. Daniel Wiley is his name. I hope you enjoy it.
to do, 'cause I can't live without you. And I don't know what to say. Tell me, what can I do?
Cosmic Rough Riders before he went solo. Just thought I'd let you know that as well. We're going to move on now to Darden Smith. Now, Darden Smith, people think, what on earth John Borrett got Darden Smith on here? I met him when he was at Halsey Manor, and he was there were two of them songwriters there for the week. And well, Darden Smith, he actually had been, but he backed, I think it might be the right word, or he was a cover with Mr. Jackie Leavin. Goodness me, a long time ago this. And he thought Jackie was a little bit outrageous. He swore a lot. But as I say, when we had him on, I didn't have him swearing at all, really. Anyway, Darden Smith, we're going to hear now. See what you think of him.
Wonder why she loves me after all this time. I wonder how this could be. I wonder if she's mine. I wonder why she's always saying I'm so great. I wonder why she knows I know I'm wandering this way. I can tell you she's no average, ordinary girl. She's the seven wonders of my world. And I'm not talking about the Taj Mahal, pyramids, Grand Canyon, that great wall. And I'm not wondering about the Northern Lights. I'm talking about the great love of my life. I wonder why the gave this man the perfect girl. She's the seven wonders of my whole world. Seven wonders of my world. I wonder why an angel ever flew my way. I wonder what I ever did to live in heaven every day. I wonder if she'll ever know how much she's done for me. I wonder if I've told her. I wonder if she sees. I can tell you she's no average, ordinary girl. She's the seven wonders of my world. I'm not wondering about Taj Mahal, pyramids, Grand Canyon, that great wall. I'm not wondering about the Northern Lights. Talking about the great love of my life. I wonder why the good Lord gave this man the perfect girl. girl. She's the seven wonders of my world. Seven wonders of my world. Yes, I wonder why the good Lord gave this man a perfect girl. She's the seven wonders of my world. Seven wonders of my world.
Okay, that's Mr. Darren Smith there, Seven Wonders, from an LP called The Love Calling from 2013. And I say I got that when he was playing at Holsway Manor. And he is not a bad LP, actually. If you want to sort of go and get it, go and, well, you probably have to go online somewhere, I should think. But it's a well worth LP. Now we're moving on. We're going to have next, apparently, the Silent League Club. Now, the reason I'm having trouble tonight is because I wrote all this down and now it's dark and my eyesight's not as good as it used to be. So I sort of busked my way through this a bit, but I hope you enjoy the music anyway. Silent League Club next. Here I come.
Thank you.
track called Time there, the Silent League Club. The LP is called The Orchestra Sadly Being Released.
If you would like to contact Sid Valley Radio, we'd love to hear from you. You can message the studio from our webpage. Just go to sidvalleyradio.co.uk and follow the link on the contact page, or download our free iPhone or Android app, available from the App Store or Google Play. You can also text the studio on 07565 825 041. Or you can email the studio, studio@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sid Valley Radio.
Yes, Sid Valley Radio indeed. It's proper community radio and it's really excellent. I'm a bit biased, obviously, but it's proper community radio. We play what you hope you're going to like, but we're not basically... we don't have a computer telling us to play a track and gushingly say everything's wonderful. That's probably the best way to explain it. We're not computer-driven, we are human-driven. And on that note, we're going to move on to hear... what's this chap's name? Gary Usher, I think. It's an instrumental, and I won't tell you what it is, because see if you... He's got... all these tracks were written by somebody, and I should think you would know it after about the first 10 seconds or so. That one, of course, it was the Beach Boys, and God Only Knows. So we're going to move straight on now with Vinnie Peculiar, who actually did perform at the Marine.
They used to walk past our house, long hair bangles and
4 years ago now. Time flies by, doesn't it? But he was very good indeed. I liked him, and I've got basically everything he's ever done. And that track was from an LP called Love Freaks, and it's called How I Learned to Love the Freaks. And it's a true story, I think you'll find. Vinnie Pecura came out in 2023. And we shall now move on and listen. Who we've got next? I don't know, we'll have to play. Just find out. Was to the end, okay. It was Wilco now, yeah.
She's a jar with a heavy lid, a pop quiz kid, a sleepy kisser. A pretty war with feelings hid. She begs me not to miss her. She says forever to light a fuse. We could use a handful of wheel and a day off and a bruised road. However, you might feel tonight is real. Mm-hmm.
mess of clothes. When you click and my face gets sick, stuck like a question unposed. Just climb aboard the tracks of trains on my fragile family tree, and watch me floating inches above the people under me. Please beware the quiet front yard. Warned you before there were water skies. I warned you not to drive. Dry your eyes, you poor devil. Are there really ones like these? The ones I dream flow like leaves and freeze to spread skeleton wings. I passed through before I knew you. I believe it's just because Daddy's payday is not enough. Oh, I believe it's all because Daddy's payday is not enough. Family tree, and watch me floating inches above the people under me. My pop quiz kid, a sleepy kisser, a pretty wall with feelings hid. You know she begs me not to hit her.
The band's called Wilco. It came out in 1999. I remember that really because we were running a pub in Buckland-Dinham. That was Philip, Glenn and myself, really, because Kate was a bit too young and Sue was looking after Kate in Froome, only just down the road anyway. And I bought that LP there, Summer Teeth, the LP is called, and that's a track called She's a Jar. Can't really tell you much more than that. I enjoyed it. I kept it all anyway. And She's a Jar, it's called. Anyway, next track coming up.
Do something for me, boy.
XTC.
Bless you, bless you.
fading out nicely for me. XTC, the LP is called Fossil Fuel. Basically, it's all their greatest hits. And they came from Swindon. Anyway, on to Neil Young. Harvest Moon.
Fading away there,
Harvest Moon came out in 1992. Yes, indeed, a long time ago now. But it's a nice, joyful track in it. Now we're going to have Sparkle Horse.
Good morning, my child.
I realise as I started to play this that I nearly ran out of time. So I'm going to say thank you very much for listening into the show. Hope you enjoyed it. I did anyway. It's one of the things about it. I could put my headphones here with my two dogs with me and just spend an hour, and I hope I enjoy it, and I hope you enjoy it. On that, I'm going to say goodbye and say thank you very much for listening, and I hope you, well, what can I say? Keep listening to Sid Valley Radio. What more can I say? Let's listen to Sparkle Horse to fade this evening out, or the afternoon out. It's evening here, but it's not that in Sidmouth when you hear this. Okay, goodbye.